we appreciate the Lord's goodness and mercy to us. Appreciated the song. We belong to the Lord. We're not our own. I want to mention about a dream I had last night. I had a dream that kind of stirred me. In this dream, there was a lot of people there, and just I was trying to warn people, get out of there because they were in dangerous places. There were a lot of people sleeping, and it seemed like a lot of them didn't move. And then there were people there that were, what was happening in my dream is like it was a flow of lava that was under the surface of the earth, and the ground was breaking apart and falling. And I was trying to get people out of there, and the ones that were sleeping never moved, never roused. Then there were others, and it was like they were watching, but it was like they were just waiting for the last moment. And it seemed like when the ground gave way, they didn't have any way of propelling themselves or moving off of the area. But anyway, I'm thinking about the warnings that God has given to us in the Scriptures. He gives us different warnings in the Scripture. There's a verse here in Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter, the 17th verse, says, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul." Thinking about how different times that God has given warning to humanity, and it seems like it's passes by. In Genesis, the 19th chapter, we see that God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis 19, verse 12. It said, "And the men said unto Lot," these are the angels that came to Sodom and Gomorrah. The first verse said there came two angels to Sodom. "The men said unto Lot, hast thou there any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law." Not for sure exactly how that's... It said he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. In other words, they didn't believe him. They didn't receive his words, and I'm not for sure, you know, why altogether. We know Sodom and Gomorrah was a very wicked city, but they didn't hear what the Lord was saying, spoke through the angels to Lot, to them. Didn't come from the angels, it came from the angels to Lot, and from Lot to them. But he seemed like one that mocked. In verse 15 it says, when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. You know, they didn't hear the warning. They didn't comprehend what was happening, what was taking place, and those people perished that lived in Sodom and Gomorrah. I guess in some ways it'd be hard to believe, you know, just to think that everything that you have known is going to be destroyed. That probably would be a hard concept to wrap your mind around. But the Lord was faithful. Faithful to warn. And I think about the time of the flood. It mentioned that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. I'm not for sure what all, if he preached in the sense that we think of preaching, I don't really know. But he was a light in that generation, and people saw what he was doing. They saw him building an ark. What are you building this ark for? They questioned. The flood's coming. Well, it had never rained. A flood's coming. Why is a flood coming? Well, because there's great wickedness. And Jesus in Matthew, the 24th chapter, he made comment in verse 36, it says, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark." Verse 39 says, "And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." They had opportunity to hear. They had opportunity to, I believe the ark, it said, was in a, was it 100 years or 120 years in the making? It was a long time. But somehow they didn't grasp the warning. They didn't grasp the significance of what Noah was doing. They probably mocked him, probably laughed at him and ridiculed him. But Noah was in touch with heaven. God had warned him. And I admire the courage that it took Noah. God gave him that, I believe. But to continue building in the face of all that opposition, in the face of all probably the ridicule and the mocking that they just probably thought he was a crazy man out there that's strange ideas. Through all of that, Noah kept building the ark. And then the day came. They sent the animals. The Lord sent the animals into the ark. And I don't know if people saw that. I don't know how many people were around that saw that. But that was a divine miracle. That was God preserving life. That was a testimony and a witness. But it said they knew not until the flood came. They could have known, or many of them could have known, but they didn't. They chose not to believe. Lord, help us today to carry a burden for the unsaved, to carry a burden for the lost. Lord, help me to have a greater desire, a greater burning in my heart, in my spirit, for those that are away from the Lord, knowing the judgment of God, knowing the things that are going to befall this earth. Lord, help us to be faithful. Help us that our light, our life, would be a testimony, that it would be a witness, that would help people to question the spirit of this world and the things that are going on in this world. In Peter, he talks about the coming of the Lord, 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter. But Jesus mentioned that the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, just like nothing wasn't going to happen, just like all things were going to continue as they had been. In 2 Peter, the third chapter, and we'll read verse 3, it says, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished." He's speaking about the flood, that people are willingly ignorant. You know, there is evidence that there's been a worldwide flood. There's marine life found in the tops of mountains. There's plenty of evidence. We were down in the Arbuckle Mountains years ago when I worked at the school. We did a tour, and the person said there's fossils down there of marine life up in the Arbuckle Mountains. We cannot deny that there has been, I believe there was a flood. I believe that God destroyed the earth with the flood. But in verse 7 he says, "The heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven, new heavens, and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, see that you look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless." You know, I was thinking about, too, the angels asked Lot, "Do you have any here?" And Lot went to his son-in-laws and to his daughters. He didn't go out in the city streets. He didn't go out proclaiming. He went to his loved ones. Because the time was close, the time was near. Lord, help us to pray for our families, Pray for our children. Pray for those that are not haven't given their lives fully to the Lord. I don't feel like we should just disregard everybody, but I feel like we ought to have a special burden for our families and our children. But we want to be in tune. I think about the song that they sang. It says, I'm not my own. I belong to the Lord. And we want to be able to hear the Lord's voice. We want to be able to hear the Lord's call. We want to be able to move in the Lord's Spirit. When He speaks to us, when He puts something on our heart for somebody, or a burden, or a desire, we want to follow. We're not our own. We're not so caught up with our thoughts and our agendas and our ideas that we can't hear the Spirit of the Lord speak to us and direct us, because we're not our own. We're focusing, we're looking to the Lord for guidance and direction, for inspiration and help. I believe it's vital for us in our generation, our time, to be filled with the Spirit, to be tuned in with the Spirit, to have that burden, to recognize that these things are going to pass away. There's only one life that will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Lord, help us today to carry a burden of prayer, a burden of seeking God, to be able to have a burden for people. I believe I need a greater burden. I believe we need a greater burden for the people that are right around us. But I believe the Lord can direct us and help us in our time, in our day. But there's such an unawareness, it seems like, in the spirit of this world, just like there was in these other times. It was like there was a complete unawareness of what was taking place. And we don't want that day to come and catch us unawares. We want to be watchful. We want to be prayerful. And we want the Lord to lead us by His Spirit. Our efforts without the Spirit of God don't amount to anything. We need the Spirit of the Lord to direct us and show us. But I believe He can do that. I know He can do that. He can give us help, and He can inspire us with thoughts. He can give us things. But the Lord can help us do that. And I want to be more in tune with His Spirit, that I'm listening, that I'm not overcharged with the cares and the responsibilities of this life. You know, in my dream, it's just like I was yelling, and it was like there would people be dropping off. All around me. There drops off some that was asleep, and there was some that were, it's like they got a glimpse that something was happening, but it was like they were just waiting, and pretty soon they would just give way and they were gone. Lord, help us to take advantage of the opportunities that God gives to us. to speak a word in His name. Because people in real life, it's like people are dropping off. They're here one day and they're gone, seem like gone the next day. I appreciate God. I appreciate all of His warnings. I appreciate His faithfulness. I appreciate His goodness and His mercy. But He can lead us. And He can show us the way. And I thank the Lord for that. Appreciate your prayers for me.